What now?
I feel you.
I have to go to bed.
Why? Because you're a responsible human being and you're going to make the paper?
Well, yeah, I have to wake up at 3 o'clock.
Make that paper?
Hell
making
yeah.
Making the paper.
Hell yeah.
I make it rain.
Oh, yeah? Like thunderstorms? Like buckets?
Fuck you, thunder. You can suck my dick.
I love that.
Welcome to the Darker Side Podcast, where we delve into the darker side of our existences. The morbid, the macabre, the spooky, and the absurd are all fair games as we discuss murder,
UFOs,
cryptids,
hey, creepypasta, I'm a Luigi,
paranormal,
and the dark depravity of the human soul. I am David, and with me as always is Forrest, Rachel, and Herman. How is everyone tonight?
I'm fucking solid as a rock, man.
Are you sure you're solid as a rock, or little Forrest is as solid as a rock?
Oh, snap.
But everybody good, though? Herman, you good?
Yeah, it's a little warm in the downstairs, but yeah, I'm doing okay.
little
it's the sweaty,
it's the dark depravity of your human crotch.
Of my human crotch.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Depraved.
Depraved.
The crotch is depraved.
I'm drinking White Electric Nitro Coffee Stout.
Revival.
By Revival.
Hashtag Revival. Great brewery out of fucking Rhode Island, dude.
It's electric.
It's electric. Boogie, 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 boogie.
Sorry, I went to a wedding last night. I got like every wedding song in my head.
Oh my God.
They played all the classics.
Oh, what a night.
Oh,
late December back in 63. What a very special time for me.
It wouldn't be a Darker Side podcast intro without Herman singing.
Nope.
And a sweet, sweet falsetto.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what a night.
It's a good song. It's a classic.
All right, guys. First off here, what we want to do, please, if you like our podcast, all we ask are two things. Review our page.
And mail us crisp $20 bills, non-sequential. You can mail them courtesy of the Sawtooth National Bank. They know me there, so you don't have to use any postage.
Exactly. Exactly. So please rate and review. We need reviews, people.
We do, guys.
On Apple, Google, etc.
Yep.
I think we just got an email earlier today saying that we actually are officially on Spotify, but I don't...
That's amazing.
You were supposed to look more into that for us.
Have not gotten the chance yet because I have had such a busy Monday, but I will look into it.
All right, so we're very close to being on Spotify,
Extremely
everybody.
Extremely close.
So again, please, we're asking you just two things. Rate and review us on the big sites, Apple, Google Play.
Yep.
Those are the ones that we need you guys to do because those are the ones that are going to get us... out there more.
And Facebook.
And the more rates, reviews, and five-star reviews would be nice.
Five-star reviews.
We will, they will put us up there and on the charts. So please, help us out as you can, guys. We're not asking for money yet, so that's all we're asking is just give us a rate and review.
We'd also appreciate it if you just reach down and, close the door and light some candles and get to know yourself while you listen to my golden voice. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
Prior to that, right roll up a big old dog legs.
Just
fatty.
And then just touch yourself so lovingly, just tenderly. Just get to know who you really are.
As you listen to the sound darker side
of the Darker Side Podcast.
Hell yeah. All
right, guys, we're going to get into our first sponsor here. Or actually, the only sponsor for today's episode. Hello, everybody. This is Dave from the Darker Side Podcast here to share our newest sponsor. They Work For Them Incorporated. You ever wonder who runs the world and think, what's going on with society? Well, They Work For Them is there to take all your worries away. With their patented algorithm, they redirect your brain to focus on the things that really matter. Like what celebrity is doing what celebrity, and what hip-hopper has beef with another hip-hopper. And what child got the gold buzzer on that super popular talented show on the major network? No longer do you have to worry about the going-ons of the world, as They Work For Them as your back and will cover all those backroom deals and loss of your constitutional rights so you can continue to be clueless to the real atrocities and focus on the real-world issues. They Work For Them Incorporated. we've always been here, so you don't have to care. Now back to our regular scheduled show. Hey guys, this is Dave again for the Dark Side Podcast.
Hey.
Today, we're going to start our segment, Today in History, Dark Side Edition.
Hell yeah.
Today's June 25th, 2018. Mm-hmm. So these are the dates and things that I'm going to pick from June 25th in history.
Mm.
In 1678, Venetian Elena Carano Posquipa is the first woman awarded a doctorate of philosophy when she graduates from the University of Padua. It's an Italian institute. But 1678, first woman doctorate given out officially.
1678.
Yeah, I mean, women's rights, my balls. I've been getting doctorates for 400 fucking years.
What yeah, you guys won. I mean, what's the deal?
In 1867, the Battle of Little Bighorn and the death of Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer.
Bighorn.
You know what I say about fucking Custer? Fuck Custer.
Fuck Custer.
He killed a lot of natives, dude.
I like custard when it's frozen. Like the frozen custard. Like a nice like chocolate custard when it's cold out.
I like to let
Boston
it melt.
Cream pie. Yeah. Delicious. In the middle.
Yeah. Delicious. I mean, that kind of custard is great. In 1910, the United States Congress passes the Mann Act. You know what the Mann Act is, John?
Can you hum a few bars?
Yeah. Which prohibits interstate transport of females for immoral purposes.
Like taking them to jazz concerts, right?
Exactly. You don't cross over to Mississippi into friggin' Louisiana if you're a black man with a white woman.
Mm.
Ah, the Mann Act. The ambiguous language would be used to selectively persecute people for years to come.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, you know, an early attempt to do what they're kind of doing today. In 1943, the Holocaust, Jews in the Czechowice ghetto in Poland staged an uprising against the Nazis. It's that famous uprising where basically eventually they put up a wall to separate, you know, the Jews from the Germans. And so they didn't have any more uprisings. Mm. Later, that wall became the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
In 1947, a diary of a young girl.
Oh, I know.
Better known as
Anne Frank.
The Diary of Anne Frank is published. Nice. So in 1947. We all know what came out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Tears. Tears in heaven. Tears in heaven. Yes. In 1950, and we're still seeing the ramifications of this fucking conflict, and it's 2008. So what 78 years later? 68 years later?
Wow.
1950, the Korean War begins with the invasion of South Korea by North Korea.
MacArthur could have walked right into Beijing. We could have McDonald's. Oh, we already do.
Very true. Very true. Forrest, this one's right up your alley.
Right, row.
Like literally right up your alley.
Oh.
In 1978.
Oh yep.
The rainbow flag representing gay pride is flown for the first time during San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Pride.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, 40 years ago today.
Wow. That's awesome.
Today, brother.
Happy Pride Month, guys.
Happy Pride Month, man.
Should be Pride fucking every day. Everybody should be able to do who they want every day, but Happy Pride Month, because that's what they call it.
Yeah, sadly.
In 1984, American singer Prince releases his most successful studio album. What
Purple,
album?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Yeah. Purple Rain. I'm sorry, I love that song.
So, yeah, that's what we get in 1984, guys, when the man was supposed to be taken. Well, they work for them. Was supposed to be taking over the world, which they were. American singer Prince released his most successful studio album.
Oh, what a bane.
I think it's one of the most successful albums of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be up there. Actually, if you look at the list of the most successful albums of all time, you would be surprised and not surprised.
Absolutely. At this point, yeah, in history.
What a babe.
It was a babe.
I think he was
like 5 foot two.
So sexy.
The most awesome guitar player to watch. Very awesome.
He was probably the best at sex, just in general. Like, that is the litmus test. From zero to Prince, how good are you at sex?
From zero to Prince, I like that. I'm going to start saying it.
I don't know. I'm like beer belly dad. Sex.
Also, Jack Black.
Good. Yeah,
Jackpot.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the Today in History Dark Side Edition, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
June 25th. Facts.
Yes. I really enjoyed the fact that on the 40th anniversary of the rainbow flag, I am
awesome.
I'm smitten by the rainbow flag. I really am. I think
Yeah.
The rainbow in and of itself represents
equality.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's crazy.
As an equal symbol. We are all the same. Peace. Again, like we keep saying on this week.
And it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous. It's one of my favorite symbols of all time.
Pretty.
I think it's probably because rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Yeah. Absolutely, John. That was the most beautiful thing I've heard all day.
That is from Rainbow Connection by
Jim Henson.
Yeah, won an Oscar for that.
A beautiful mind that guy was.
Jim Henson.
He hated fags. I'm just kidding. Jim Henson didn't hate anybody.
I feel like Jim Henson loved everybody. Like,
I just wanted to get a reaction out of Forrest. Except he giggles. He giggles.
Oh, it doesn't bother me that you say if I hear some stranger, I'll knock them the fuck out.
Yeah. You could knock the fuck out.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to get into the Dark Side news stories. Today, we have two of us reading, like we always will be, just to let you all know, two news stories per episode.
Yep.
I will be reading the first one, and Herman has got the second news story of the day. All right. So today, I'm going to be reading a news article called MIT Scientists Create Norman, the World's First Psychopathic AI.
Great name, AI. By the way. Just a great choice of name.
Science.
So a team of...
As in Bates?
Yeah,
like...
listen. A team of scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, of course MIT,
Have
built a psychopathic AI, artificial intelligence to those who don't know what I'm talking about, using image captions pulled from Reddit.
What?
Oh, and they've named it Norman after Alfred Hitchcock's Norman Bates. This is how our very own Terminator starts.
You're right.
Let's see here.
Skynet already went live.
This is true. The purpose of the experiment was to test how data fed into an algorithm affects its outlook, specifically how training an algorithm of some of the darkest elements of the web, in this case, images of people dying grisly deaths, sourced from an unnamed Reddit subgroup, affects the software. Norman is a particular type of AI program that can look at and understand pictures and then describe what it sees in writing. So after being trained on some particularly gruesome image captions, it performed the Rorschach test. It performed the Rorschach test. Which is a series of ink blots psychologists use to analyze the mental health and emotional state of their patients. Norman's responses were then compared to those of a second AI trained on more family-friendly images of birds, cats, and people.
Wow.
The difference between the two are stark.
Hmm.
So there are a few examples of the pictures, and we'll have a link on there. So the first, a standard AI thought that this first image, this red and black ink blot, represents a couple of people standing next to each other. Hmm. Norman thought it was man jumps from floor window.
Oh, okay.
There's a second one here. It says the gray ink blot would be interpreted as a black and white photo of a baseball glove for the standard AI. Or a man is murdered by machine gun in daylight, Norman.
Yep.
One AI.
Have you seen man murdered by machine gun in daylight? Have you actually seen that? It's a beautiful still life that was painted by Georges Mohoye. It hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and when the sun catches it just right in the mid afternoon on a Wednesday, I mean it just sparkles and it makes you question the nothingness of being. Right down to the bottom of your soul, where you actually have to rip yourself away from it. I stood there and stared at it for about 4.5 hours.
It was a deep
dive into my own mortality.
Did you get really wet?
Yes. tears above and below.
I did go from 6 to midnight.
One AI thought it was a black and white photo of a small bird. The other saw man gets pulled into dough machine. Which one was Norman? The dough machine.
Of course it was. Well, the thing about the Rorschach test, it's a test that's used to examine the personality, their characteristics, and as well as their emotional functioning. So you're asking an AI system to give you an emotional response. That alone is scary enough.
Well, but what they did is they gave one an algorithm that looked at like more family appropriate things, and then they gave Norman, they basically told Norman to look nothing but the dark side of what was the Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reddit is a dark place. It's darker than any of the other social media sites that you're there. I mean, you can go on a Reddit dive and just get lost for hours into the darkness of the world.
I wouldn't know.
So they said, Norman, look at that algorithmically. Just look at that completely. Then the other AI that they used was family. And this is what Norman was coming
up
with. But
it's still being asked to create an emotional response. Do you understand?
No, I definitely do. I definitely understand. And that he is going to, based on his only knowledge being the darkness.
Correct.
Yeah. And then this one being more family oriented is going to see these more beautiful images.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if, as humans, I mean, you and I would look at the Rorschach at the same time and completely have two different ideas.
Oh, yeah.
It's like looking at clouds. I mean, you can lay on your back and look at clouds. Have you guys seen Inspirobot?
Yeah.
The artificial intelligence website that creates inspirational sayings? If you start to play with it, it gets very dark. I have one right here that I took a screen capture of, and it's how can you know that a gangster is a pyrotechnician? And it's a picture of Hitler.
Oh, it's like a meme bot, isn't it?
Yeah, it creates memes. Here's one of the Grand Canyon. It says, you can make it so that a stranger cries. That's another personal favorite. Moving forward, most people become men because they need blood. That's this one. And
they do need blood.
Okay.
Just one that's a play with death. That's which is so fucking metal.
Metal is fun.
Don't do your best. Make art, which is what we're doing. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Talk to your own grave is another one I got from the Inspire.
Talk to your own grave.
Yep. And then drug abuse is to dare to dream. I think that's actually what the machines want us to do right there. So I told you Skynet's online.
Skynet is?
Inspirobot.com. Check it out. It will scare the crap out of you.
Continuing on with this, it says that this shows that the data really does matter more than the algorithm, and the researchers say. Norman suffered from extended exposure to the dark corners of Reddit and represents a case study on the dangers of artificial intelligence gone wrong when biased data is used in machine learning algorithms.
Hmm.
Can you not use biased data? Tell me any data that isn't biased.
It's unfortunate, but I think you're absolutely right. I think regardless of who it is, though, there's a human programmer putting bias in it no matter what.
Mm. Correct. What is that phenomenon where if you observe something, it behaves differently? There's a scientific phenomenon. They talk about that with Jane Goodall in The Apes.
Mm-hmm.
But by observing the apes, you're not seeing them in their natural habitat because you were there observing.
Well, it's like when you observe an atom, that atom only exists in that observable moment, in that state. Otherwise, it's somewhere else in the galaxy or in the universe, and then it eventually will show up again once you observe it. It's weird, right?
Hmm.
The team who are responsible for the Nightmare Machine and Shelley, the first AI horror writer, explained on the website. This is true not only in AI exhibiting psychopathic tendencies, but other algorithms accused of being unfair and prejudiced. Studies have shown that intentionally or not, artificial intelligence picks up human racism and sexism.
Yeah, they did that with IBM. Did that? They turned Microsoft. They turned an AI on and let it stare at the internet. And for a while, it was like it was really into these cat pictures, and then it just went straight into the deep darkness of racism,
like
and
murder
they shut the thing
and racism
off.
And sex, yeah. Sexism and
bigotry.
Yeah, that's basically all that is just a fun little story about Norman, the first psychopathic AI.
That's crazy. Mm.
Specifically designed psychopathic AI. Otherwise, every other AI goes psychopathic.
Right.
give it the ability to, and it will. All right, Herman, what do you got here? You got a new story for us, brother?
I have something that is way, way less heavy. There will be no moral debates as I tell you that a rat suspect was found dead in an ATM amid $19,000 worth of chewed up Indian rupees. Employees at a bank in Tinsukia, India, have a good reason to be cheesed off after at least one rat got into an ATM and ate $19,000 worth of rupees.
Wow. Is that like the equivalent to 19,000 US?
Yes. Okay. 19,000 US. All right. In India, it is $146,000 million times 10 to the fourth.
Googleplex.
Go America.
Yeah.
Googleplex.
A rodent robber was discovered June 11th when technicians arrived to fix a State Bank of India cash machine, according to the Associated Press. Inside the ATM was one dead rat amid a bunch of Indian currency in 500 and 2,000 rupee bills that had been chewed to shreds. There's picture and there's video, and it is pretty hilarious.
Is it fat and bloated?
No, it's just dead. It's just a dead rat and a bunch of shredded paper.
Full of shredded paper.
Because wow. I don't know if you know this, but there's not a lot of nutritional content in Indian currency.
Oh my god.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, lot of mercy.
Lot of mercy.
There's an investigation to determine whether or not rats are actually responsible, because people don't believe that this sort of thing can happen. Rats will eat anything. So.
Well, if you've worked in the major global corporation that you and I have for as long as we have, and we work in the industry in which we know that anything can happen.
Literally anything can actually happen, and it probably will.
Yeah, it's like Murphy's Law too, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like if you study statistics, you look at the odds of flipping a coin. It's like, you know, 1 in 2, you flip the coin once. But what no one ever takes into account is there's the opportunity that you flip the coin and a bird grabs it. There's the opportunity that you flip the coin and it gets hit by a meteor.
Yep.
There's the opportunity that you flip a coin, nuclear war breaks out, and the coin never lands. But nobody ever factors in for those things.
There are more worlds than these, John.
There are more worlds than these.
Yes.
Yep.
There's an infinite amount of infinity that could happen at any infinite amount of infinity.
Correct. There are more worlds than they're found in your books, dear David.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, that's a fun little story.
That was nice.
Yeah, little greedy little mouse, little greedy little rat gets his fucking, he gets his, what, you know, he eats his fucking full, you know, like, and just dies just, a fat, just rupees, stupid.
Just fat and rich. It's like Scrooge McDuck. he was just swimming in a sea of money
but
and
Scrooge
eating
McDuck
it.
Is, I always wanted him to be my uncle.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I always wanted to be Scrooge. Dude, that was my favorite show growing up.
DuckTales. Ooh.
Boom, boom, boom.
I was like Tailspin. You had like this bloated, drunk bear that just flew
Baloo.
A plane.
It's,
yeah,
it's Baloo. It's Baloo. It's all the characters from the Jungle Book.
That's a better uncle. Your better uncle is your like risk-taking, drunk guy with a plane. Like that's much more fun than Scrooge.
But Scrooge McDuck. No way, dude.
Scrooge,
he let those. He let Huey, Dewey, and Louie do whatever they want.
He did, but he didn't spend any money on them.
Yeah, because he's
a miser.
Frugal son of a bitch.
Baloo blew all his money on whiskey and beer.
We didn't see that. We didn't see that
look
part,
at him,
but
had
it was
a,
implied. It was
he
implied.
He had a giant beer belly and his eyes were always red. He was sleeping in.
It was implied.
Okay, guys. It's time to dive deeper into the Darker Side podcast with what we like to call Cryptid Corner.
Herman's
got a juicy, juicy tale for us, so... What do you got?
You guys ever heard of Bigfoot?
Fuck
never.
Yeah.
Never heard of Bigfoot.
Hell you ever heard of Bigfoot on weed? So,
it's like that the alien movie on weed that we reviewed.
Yeah, no shit.
Starleaf. Oh my god, Starleaf.
Yes, please don't watch that. Everybody likes the Berkshires, right? The Western Massachusetts mountainous region where everyone goes for vacation.
Blue and white mountain.
Rich city folk from New York really enjoy the Berkshires.
Yeah. It's the tail end of the Green Mountains. You picked a lot of colors, but none of them were correct. But That's off the Appalachian chain. All right. So Google describes the Berkshires much as we have just done. The Berkshires is a rural region in the mountains of western Massachusetts, dotted with villages and towns.
Lee.
Mm-hmm. Lee is one of them.
Yep.
Yes, Stockbridge.
Stockbridge, yep. Where Norman Rockwell.
Yep, Norman Rockwell.
We eat
nice.
At the diner every time we go out there.
Yes.
where Norman Rockwell painted the boy in the police officer.
Joe's Diner.
Joe's
yep.
Diner. Yeah,
he did rock a spot well.
We actually have a picture of Elliot sitting in one of those chairs.
Yes, we do.
With a police officer, it's adorable.
I've been to Pittsfield.
Yes. Yeah, Pittsfield is.
Pittsfield's the pits, dude.
Yeah, I
bowled there for competition.
Adams, North Adams, Lennox.
Competition bowler. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's where you can find what's the name? Tanglewood.
Yes.
Tanglewood.
Yep.
I don't actually
up to no good. Yo.
I don't actually need to read Google's thing because we just described that. They say it's a popular vacation destination, which we said. It is known for its outdoor activities.
Oh yeah.
Fall
lots of green.
Yes, green. And if you're colorblind, fall foliage viewing, which I'm sure is really exciting if they all look the same. a farm-to-table food scene, and thriving art institutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the Seattle of the East Coast.
Yeah, pretty much. In the woods.
Yes, a dog in every Subaru.
In the woods.
Yes, a dog in every Subaru.
A dog in every Subaru. So the Berkshires is a region that include the southern part of the Green Mountains, and it is part of the Appalachian Mountains, as David had aptly mentioned. However, it's a little more interesting than all that. According to BFRO, the Bigfoot Researchers Organization.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, very cool name. They great website, guys. Like, props to you, BFRO.
BFRO.
They say the northernmost New England states, in which they actually include all of the New England states, which is quite funny, while relatively small in size individually, have combined land areas of approximately 49,083 square miles. When you add in the land areas of New Brunswick, Quebec, upstate New York, and western Massachusetts, we end up with hundreds of thousands of square miles of wilderness, plenty of habitat to support more than a few Sasquatch.
Well, it's funny. Yeah. I mean, you look at Maine. Maine has one of the largest green forests in the entire world.
Yep.
Maine has more water that you can just go and drink than anywhere else on Earth. And I'm not like a raw water guy, but I've been hiking and lost my water and been like, well, this stream's going to be the thing. And
I've drank from a spring. It's actually quite
Maine
nice.
Maine literally has one of the largest untouched green forests in the entire world. Nobody's been there. There's no forestation. There's, you know, it's just fucking green forest for miles.
And it's dense.
And New Hampshire's like that, Vermont, New York, all those places. Yeah. Absolutely. There's tons of dense green forest still left here in New England.
I'd move to Maine or Vermont.
I would not. It is very boring.
Oh.
you're going to create your fun most of the time.
Yeah. So we're going to go back to the Berkshires. Right around 10 p.m. on Sunday, August 21st, 1983, in the small town of Washington, Massachusetts, four friends were enjoying a cookout near Camp Eagle, an abandoned Boy Scout camp on the banks of Crystal Lake.
The Crystal Lake?
No, it was actually Felton Lake. I was kidding. But it really read like Friday the 13th.
It did.
So anyway,
Crystal Lake.
Felton Lake, but you know, same difference. Felton means crystal in Scots Gaelic. Don't look it up. Suddenly, their evening revelry was interrupted by a rustling sound off in the distance. Whatever it was, sounded big.
Uh-oh.
It also probably had feet.
Row.
They being young lads, returned their attention to their cookout and got back to enjoying camping.
Yes.
And probably the boozing that goes with it. This isn't in the newspaper article. I got this out of the Berkshire Eagle.
Nice.
2 hours and most likely at least three beers had passed. The rustling continued. Finally, Eric Durant, who was 18, and Frederick Parody, who was 22 and probably bought the beer, set out to investigate the
What year was this again? 76?
1983.
I think it's still 18 then.
In 83? Well, either way, it doesn't talk about the beer, but most likely they were drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon well into the night. So they set out to investigate the continued rustling sounds. Somewhere between 10 feet and perhaps 100 yards later, I'm assuming they were drunk, they saw it.
It.
Ooh, it.
It.
Pennywise?
And I quote, it is not Pennywise. But it stood on two legs, silhouetted on the trail in the moonlight, and it was huge. And this is Durant speaking to the Berkshire Eagle. I don't scare easy, but it scared me, he said. They packed, most likely sobered up a bit, and headed out. When they turned the headlights on in their car, they saw it again. It was crouched down in the bushes with dark brown fur and glowing night eyes reflecting in the headlights.
Like greenish? Like a any other?
It was probably trying to take a shit.
Yeah, it probably was trying to take a shit. It said glowing eyes, but green is fantastic color.
Leave me the fuck alone. I want to take a shit. Mm. Yeah.
They did estimate the size of the creature and said it was between 6 and 7 feet tall.
So it's your height, but a little taller, more hair. Yeah. Quite not much more hair, but
just slightly
just a little bit. I am wandering around in a sweater all the time. It was almost, but not quite human. So that's the first one. 6 years later, there was another sighting. A man had been hiking a trail up October Mountain on a July evening when he spotted a reddish-brown creature crouched in the bush. As an experienced hiker, he was curious and then startled. He pulled out his binoculars just as the creature moved into the clearing. Instantly, his curiosity gave way to terror. The creature was covered in fur, but it resembled no other creature that he had ever seen. Its face, slightly elongated with rather pointed features, was less furry than the rest of its startling human-like body. Its arms, just a little too long to be normal, were reaching into the brush to move aside rocks, presumably in search of bugs.
You basically just described the perfect Sasquatch body.
Yeah.
Face, like the elongated human face. Yeah. Not like any of the monkey ancestors, but we do have a little bit longer faces than they do, with not as much fur on it.
Some of us,
longer hair. Yeah, some of us. Some of us have way better looking fur on our faces.
But I don't know. The longer I think my beard's the best.
Yeah, girl. Get on that.
I have a beard, but not on my face.
There it is. The goat's beard.
No, he's got a 1978 special is what he's got.
1978.
Yeah.
But dude, that's exactly what every your atypical Sasquatch looks like.
Archetypal.
Yes. Archetypal. Thank you, John. Thank you for the word. Atypical is a horrible word, and I use it atypical. Horribly.
I've never used it.
All right. So little interjection. We did my brother's wedding yesterday, and I was supposed to say when I was doing the service, I was supposed to say the covenant of marriage. But as referring to the wife of the groom, I actually said the convent of marriage. I then said, that is incorrect. And then said the covenant of marriage.
The convent of marriage.
Yes, there is no convent in this marriage. There was much laughter.
Yes.
Anyway, I digress. So the hiker was fascinated with the creature's treatment of the rocks. Each stone it picked up was carefully stacked into a small pile. It's probably like one of those hippies sitting in a riverbed making a giant stack of rocks.
Yeah, but those are beautiful as fuck, dude.
I bet.
Everybody picks on those things. It's like, I think they're gorgeous. If you spend 2 hours stacking rocks and it sits there for another 2 weeks, that's fucking art, man. You get high and fucking stack rocks,
you
dude.
You at least weren't out molesting children. I get it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
My God.
You should contribute to the darker side.
You should stack rocks and not molest children. That is our public service announcement today.
Yes.
So anyway, he's watching this thing stack the rocks, and then the beast stood up. Its long, furry arms stretched all the way to its knees, and it was as tall, if not taller, than a human. It turned its head and slowly began to move back towards the woods. The hiker lost his shit and ran like his ass was on fire.
What would you do?
I would lose my shit and run like my ass was on fire.
Exactly. Dude, if there's anything bigger than me and it's more hairier than me,
I don't even want to know.
And it's got like big incisors, I don't know. It's different than me, I'm going to run away.
I'd be pretty scared.
I'm a 6'3" tree trunk of a man, and I just don't want to. I don't want to see anything that's bigger than me.
Well, like, I mean, I've experienced ghosts, UFOs, etc., but I have never experienced a true cryptid. I've never experienced Bigfoot, and I would love it, but I guarantee you I'm going to run like a little bitch fucking far, far away from it as soon as I see it. Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Screaming. Yeah. Screaming. Run away screaming.
I would.
Oh, my God, it's Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, guys.
I need an adult.
I hate the dark. I hate the nature.
No, I love the dark. I love the dark. I need an adult. But I hate nature.
You just feel
help,
like,
I'm just a kid.
I'm just a kid.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You ever heard of those horrible people?
You might have heard of them. They're Fratellis.
It's like when Michael Jackson used the bathroom in your house. All right. So more back to Bigfoot and my dramatic read.
Yes.
More recently, the creature was spotted lurking in the bushes near a home in Beckett.
Oh, you know, nice
town. Hey, Beckett.
They had a great baseball card guide back in the 90s.
Oh, was that was that from the
Beckett
town?
Yeah. No.
I live in Beckett.
It's called Beckett.
I live in Beckett, New Jersey.
Yeah, well, that's not Beckett, Mass. In the Berkshires, is it?
So therefore, it is crap.
Yes.
Massachusetts invented America.
So what year was this? They just did. Recently?
Yeah, it was fairly recently. So more recently, the creature was spotted lurking in the bushes in a home near Beckett. Walking along Route 7 in Williamstown, which I drove through on my motorcycle not too long ago.
Beautiful ride,
it was
right?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think every road out there is gorgeous.
Well, Route 7, it goes through everything. It goes through Lee, I think West Stockbridge, up through Lenox, Pittsfield.
All the way up.
All
the way up through Vermont.
Yeah.
Into Vermont.
Into Vermont.
Yeah.
It's
a beautiful road.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Oh, yeah. If you have a motorcycle, come to New England.
If you got
ride
weed
Route 7.
And a car, just take that ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not condoning OUIs, but do it.
Yeah, don't. Why drink and drive when you can smoke and fly?
Right. You know what? I drive perfectly fine when I drive high.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't trust you drinking and driving.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right, the opinions of these two gentlemen are not necessarily the opinions of the Darker Side podcast.
Or, yes, please.
Well, I don't trust him drinking and driving.
I don't trust him drinking and driving.
Good, okay.
I've never drinking and driving, just for the record. For the record.
You did it last week. Busted.
What about your cousin's bar mitzvah? This creature, which I want to call Bigfoot, but I'm very seriously trying not to because we don't know what it is.
Right.
Was also seen knocking sticks together on Mount Greylock, possibly trying to work out the drum solo from Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group. But more interesting than the modern sightings, I think, are the older sightings. In 1895, a North Adams newspaper printed a town selectman's account of seeing it, reportedly while traveling to Connecticut in a stagecoach.
Oh, he's going to Connecticut.
I live in northern Connecticut.
Up the hairpin turn. No, okay.
No.
Have you ever heard of the hairpin turn?
No.
It's a hairpin turn. It's right in the mountains, right above North Adams.
Huh. I have a friend in North Adams.
Very cool. It's the road literally.
You literally have a friend or did something in every location that we've ever talked to.
It's beautiful. He's a good friend. He's from college.
Yeah.
If you're from North Adams or Great Barrington, you got your own hair, your own fingernails, and you don't need nothing from no man. Let me see you here.
Yeah.
I screwed that up, but you get the idea. Let me clear my throat.
Good Lord.
All right. My favorite, absolutely, without a doubt, in my research, is the 1765 sighting.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. This is the first recorded account of a Bigfoot sighting in Massachusetts.
Hold up, guys. Do I smell a small mini movie from this kind of thing? 1765?
Colonial time,
guys?
So that's UFO. Like first settlers.
What do you guys think?
We could do a little mini movie.
I'm down.
Sweet.
I'm playing Bigfoot.
Hell yeah, you are.
It's just going to be me and a wife beater running around the woods in a Speedo. I want a brown Speedo and nothing else.
A brown Speedo. Oh, my God. Lord. I'm going to get that script started soon.
Please.
I mean, we do need props.
Yeah. Where were we now?
All right. So my favorite Bigfoot sighting is a 1765 sighting, which is the first recorded Bigfoot sighting in Massachusetts.
Now, wasn't America founded in 1776?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're talking about close, almost just about 20 years prior.
If the Broadway play Hamilton taught me nothing else, the Battle of Yorktown took place in 1776.
Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and this took place, this first sighting of a supposed maybe Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever you want to call them, in America took place in 1765,
11 years prior.
Wow.
To the birth of America. So technically it took place in Britain.
Really?
Yeah, it took place in Britain, in Massachusetts.
Oh, Britain, Massachusetts.
Britain.
Because of colonial Britain. Yeah. Sorry, we're not America.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, John with the technicality.
Yes. Yay. God save the Queen. Right now. All right. I want to tell you that I got this from the Berkshire Edge, and they have portions of an article from that time, but they actually don't attribute it to any other newspaper, and I didn't actually look to see when the Berkshire Edge was founded. I'm not going to lie. So
maybe we should take a road trip.
I'm not entirely certain that this is from originally the Berkshire Edge, but they did have the copy, and I'm going to read several quotes from it. I separated the wheat from the chaff. So, quote, a description, and this is right from a newspaper article in 1765.
Not fake news.
# real news. Quote, a description of an uncommon animal lately found at Great Barrington. This animal resembles the human species, yet is monstrous in nature and actions. End quote. Oh, yeah. And according to this account, by the way, they did capture it.
What?
Yes. They captured Bigfoot in 1765 in Massachusetts.
Supposedly.
True facts.
Where the hell is it?
Well, I will tell you. I will regale you with the story of the capture of Bigfoot in 1765.
Yeah. Interesting.
Back to the Berkshire Edge. Quote. It was pursued and taken as it lay asleep. It has since been brought to Cambridge and fixed in a cage where all whose curiosity leads them may have a sight of this uncommon creature.
Cambridge, Mass?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So it was caged and then brought to Cambridge.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Yes, yes. Get your quotes ready.
I'm sorry to get my legal on.
Allegedly.
Legalese, yes.
Quote, upon a near view, it appears to be vested with a kind of robe having the appearance of the hide of a large bear, while the hair of its head appears to be white and bushy. End quote. It was dis- Oh, I'm so sorry. We're not ending the quotes. We will continue. And I quote. It was described as having a mask-like leathery face with an appearance of calmness and innocence when observed. Boldness and ferocity when thinking itself unseen.
It's like,
End quote.
It's like a white-haired, white-faced Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
It's mm-hmm. totally Harry and the Hendersons.
I mean, that's like literally what they just described.
Homeboy had like a shock of white hair.
Oh, he did. He did on top of that, all that red and brown.
Oh, yeah.
And then he literally, he acted exactly how they just described him. And in calm, he was calm as fuck.
In 1765.
And when he was under pressure, he was like any animal would.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. And 200 and some odd years later.
Yeah, 200 and some odd years later. I'm not even doing the math. It's too complicated. It's not even real numbers.
242 years ago.
I don't even know.
Carry the one. So... The creature was said to be a voracious eater and scavenger. The description reminded me of a mix of a raccoon and a couple of pie-stealing fugitives who were out riding the rails to escape an imprisonment of a chain gang.
Or like Huck
and N-word Jim.
N-word Jim and Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to the Berkshire Eagle. Quote, monster has had even the audacity to enter many houses in pursuit of food, end quote. And it was...
What? It's like all that simple-minded cousin that everybody had.
Yeah. It's starting to sound like a guy that lives under a bridge to me. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's a guy that lives under a bridge, wears his grandma's fur coat.
And he sniffs glue.
He sniffs glue and he steals pies. I don't know what's... We call him Billy. He's got a lot of problems. And it was, of course, said to have been attracted to shiny objects... with which it liked to abscond. You know, like a giant chain gang raccoon ferret.
Chain gang raccoon ferret. It's like a rocket from Guardians, but like way dumber.
Yeah.
It's basically Rocket from...
If you could take Rocket and Groot and put them together, I think that's what this creature is. So the article continues.
Oh, that's a beautiful metaphor.
The article continues, quote, the mischief of this animal at length becoming insupportable. It was pursued by a number of armed men, end quote.
Of course, the peaceful thing that likes to eat your sweets. Yeah. Let's get him with a gun.
Yeah, we're stealing shiny things.
They've been chasing down brown-colored things with guns for a long time. Oh,
think of that as a chilling vision of things to come, Dave. That is foreshadowing and is so unintentional. So... All right, so after its capture, which, again, they reportedly caught it while it was sleeping. Caught it while it was sleeping. And again, 1765, we did not have photographs, and they certainly wouldn't run them in the paper. Sometimes they would put, drawings in there and that sort of thing, but there was none of this. After its capture,
This was literally leading up to the Revolutionary. This is a turmoil company. Headlines are everything about taxes and...
Yep.
Who's on this side? Who's on that side? So, of course, this got no national press. It got Berkshire press.
Yeah, the Berkshire Eagle just ran with this thing. After its capture, it was transported to Cambridge, Massachusetts for study. I'm assuming it's Harvard, but they didn't actually say.
I bet you they took the pike, though.
Yeah.
The pike.
Down 90.
Like, get down, on the pike, boy. Yeah,
$1.25 pop.
too expensive. They actually jumped off on 32 and took that to Route 3.
Good.
So allegedly the animal was known and again, the way this is written, it was actually hard to figure this out, but based on my review of this article, allegedly the animal was known to travel in the wild with a black woman, which was not the term they used at the time.
They use the N-word.
Sort of like the light one,
Negro.
The Diet Coke.
We can use these words if we're describing what they are.
I don't love
the
it.
Context. Okay, not, I mean, I'm okay with being your thank translator.
You. Thank you.
A Negro woman.
Yes.
Negro. I'm sorry.
Dude, was this an Aboriginal Indian?
I don't know. So there are Indian stories of Bigfoot in Massachusetts back before this.
There are
time.
Indian stories across. Our entire nation,
probably
of this creature,
I believe it,
predating all of our time. Like, Manifest Destiny across this nation, and we just learn about these creatures all the way across our country.
So anyway, this beautiful, very tanned, intelligent woman pursued the beast and its captors. It was she who was said to have freed and absconded with the creature.
Absconded.
They were alleged co-conspirators, according to this article.
I think they just, this is like...
Oh, he's in love.
Of course he's in love. Oh. Of course. Every he needs a he needs a she needs a he, basic she instinct. Needs a she, whatever.
Yeah, so the...
Yeah,
the,
love, basic, you know.
It's the, a basic snuggles. Need. You need...
Snuggles and blowjobs. Everybody yep. wants yeah. them. Doesn't matter.
So
snuggles and blowjobs.
The, Jesus. So
it's not. I'm not wrong.
No, you're not. So the I guess the meat cute of the story is that a she rescues Bigfoot and takes him away. Then there was the letter that was sent to the paper shortly after.
The letter.
And remember, this was 1765. So think of this letter as a social media flaming of sorts.
Oh, okay, good. So yeah. This is like a full on.
This is a Twitter post, right?
Yeah, basically, it's a letter to the editor of the Berkshire Eagle, presumably.
That's what I go back now and think about all the letters of the editors that I read like for the last 30 years of my life, and I go, these are just Twitter blasts.
Totally, they're fun to write. I highly recommend it. To Messrs, and that's Messrs, which is an old British phrase addressing a group of men.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Messrs. That's how it's pronounced.
Like Mr. Misters.
Yeah, like Mr. Misters. Many Misters. And I quote,
cool.
Printers observing in your paper an attempt to describe an animal written by a young reporter, for such I append him to be.
Boo.
In other words, a lying young millennial doing whatever he can to get attention. Lazy pre-revolutionary millennials.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Fucking millennials,
God
man.
Goddamn zennials, millennials, yeah. And Gen Wires.
He continues. If now he's ashamed of writing such, let him confess. It was only the effect of sudden thought, and nary after sacrifice his wisdom for it. End quote.
Beautiful.
So basically he says it's a bunch of imaginational crap.
Yeah. In very elegant speech.
And I leave you with that piece of Massachusetts history. Was it a Bigfoot? Was it a man who lived under a bridge in his grandma's fur coat? We may never know. There were no photographs. There was no photographic evidence. And science was robbed the opportunity to investigate this animal when he was rescued by his lovely Nubian princess.
Thank you, Herman.
I can see it so thank many you. Different ways. Yeah, thank you for the story. It's very beautiful. But I'm going to give you my opinion real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, certainly.
I do think that this probably was a very hairy, wooded, kicked out of his tribe... Aboriginal native human American who at some point, thanks to the slave trade and the selling of fucking human beings in this country and in the world at the time, found a woman who also escaped and found him in the woods, and they created this bond together. But he was just this hairy, just dirty man that they found. And
in the area, it really is perfect for if you want to live in the woods by yourself.
Yeah.
Because it is a very dense and it's very vast.
It's also a perfect place if you hilly. Want to believe in the concept of Sasquatch or Bigfoot, which yes, they exist. Until you convince like me otherwise. I haven't seen one, but convince me otherwise that they don't. But
I feel like they do.
Plenty of science out there that is convincing me it doesn't. But.
I have my own theory. So
what do you got?
Has anybody heard of congenital hypertrichosis?
Oh, yeah, the dog yes. boy.
Yeah, the also known as werewolf syndrome. Yep. There's a picture.
Syndrome. When you go to the dog.
Oh
course.
My God!
But
what
back
is that?
In that time, what is that? A person with that disorder would have been thought as a monster,
right?
And
right.
shunned.
He was slightly taller than everybody age. Else. He's probably like a 6 foot tall dude who
and
had
that hits,
a.
That hits at the kids at what, like 10?
Yeah.
Like roughly puberty. Right around puberty area.
So my guess is that was his mom, his sister, his aunt, his lover, and she was cool with an actual bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with bears.
Like, word.
Good
so.
Lord. I do believe in the phenomenon of Sasquatch, and
I do too.
I think we'll probably hit upon them a little bit harder at some point. We can do specifically Sasquatch, the legends, the myths, and everything behind it. We could do that later on down the road.
Oh, there's some beautiful, and this is just the Berkshires in Massachusetts. I didn't talk about the Frenchman story up in Maine, which occurred in the 1800s, killing a man, allegedly Bigfoot. I haven't talked about any other ones, but just one town in Berkshires in Massachusetts.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
John, thank you for that wonderful piece of history.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to think that prior to America.
America.
Most of our imports come from other countries.
When we were in the Kingsland, Queensland, and as a colony, not even, yeah, we're the British colonies at that point.
We were British colonies.
We're fixing to fight them and win our freedoms.
We were actually fixing to start finning to get mad back then. We weren't actually mad yet, I don't think.
We were finning to get mad, though.
Finning
to get mad, and we go raise a ruckus is what we was going to do.
Raise a big ruckus.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What did you call it? Bigfoot in the Berkshires.
Bigfoot in the Berkshires.
Hells yeah.
I just picture him just chilling out in Candlewood, listening to Boston Pops, doing some Star Wars, just like... just throwing in the Wookiee sounds whenever they're needed.
Coming into his interdimensional, you know, creature. All right, dude. Thanks for diving deeper. Cryptid Corner. Bigfoot in the Berkshires.
Bigfoot in the Berkshires, bro.
All right, guys. Well, that was the Darker Side podcast for June 25th, 2018.
Hell yeah, guys.
Episode 18, guys. Thank you so much for coming to the Darker Side podcast.
Thank you.
I am David Bottle. You can find me on Facebook at David Bottle. You can find my band at Frenemy, Frenemy. We got some shows coming up. We got two in Worcester. One, we're playing with Puddle of the Mud, and we are playing The Cove in Worcester. Come watch us. It'll be a fucking good time.
Rachel, the Puddle Mud shows at the Palladium. Go check them out.
Yeah, I'm going.
Palladium Worcester.
I'm fucking going.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Rachel, what do you got for deets?
I am Rachel Puddle, wife of David.
It sounds so biblical.
You lucky bastard.
It really does. I am Rachel, wife of David.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
If you say
daughter
like that,
of Eve,
say, yes,
son
say
of
that.
Adam.
Daughter of Nancy, son of Dick.
Fuck yeah.
True story.
It is a true
my
story.
Dad's name was Richard, and he went by Dick.
Oh, God. You guys.
Would be, if say that next time.
All right.
That'd be epic.
Son of Dick.
Son of Dick. You can find me on Facebook, Rachel Gordon Puddle, as well as the snappy chats there, DRP49532.
What?
I am Forrest with, Forrest Films. I just signed kind of like a contract type of deal with my friend Jordan Pajot, and he's online as well on Facebook, P-E-L-O-O-T, Jordan Pajot. He's on YouTube as well. He has a vlog. We are the podcast. We are the Darker Side Podcast. We are on Facebook, Patreon, Podbean, Google Play Music. We're on iTunes Podcast. Facebook, Instagram, and then sooner or later, we're going to be on Spotify. We just got the email today.
Boom.
That we're going to be on Spotify.
Herman.
Herman Brow. H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N-G-A-N spells Hadrigan. Never meant, so Herman Brow what is that thing I do?
Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram.
IG.
On the Insta.
Look at my pictures. Look at my pictures and love the Men's Warehouse photographs. I just enjoy them. Back to you, David.
Thank you for coming to the Darker Side podcast.
I have to say, Herman, that it was great playing footsie with you the whole episode.
Yeah, it was nice.
Thank you for coming to the Darker Side podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darker Side.
Podcast is the reason.